The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition. Doc and I are chatting right now with Wendell Zerbe. Wendell is no stranger to our audience. He is the president of Exeter Resources. We're going to chat a little bit about the current look, for lack of better terms, of Exeter Resources. But I wanted to talk first with Wendell about the general feeling that was in the air at the two major gold shows that you attended back in Colorado. In light of what gold is doing right now, philosophically, it would, I think, be very interesting to our listeners to find out how the very sophisticated attendees at those particular conferences feel about the gold market. Any comments, Wendell?
Sure, and I think maybe my comments will relate a little bit to a general feel that I had, reflected by some of the different investors, corporate individuals, and so on that attended these two different shows. You know, we've gone through a pretty tough period over the last several weeks with the gold price and how it's performed, but I think there has been, you know, a few different events within the gold space that have created interest with regard to anybody who's exposed to this area. I think the first that stands out is that there's been enough M&A activity associated with some of the larger companies that's drawn some attention to the overall market in general when we're talking about the gold space in particular. A couple of those events are the bidding process that took place for Osisko, originally by Goldcorp, and then ultimately it was Yamana and Agnico Eagle that were successful in acquiring Osisko. So that was one event that I think was quite interesting, but the one that I think captured more interest, especially with regard to the smaller cap side of the business, was right after that transaction, Agnico Eagle announced that it was purchasing Hayden Resources in Mexico for the assets that they had in place. And I think what was particularly interesting about that was that it was a transaction for a junior company that had a series of properties, but no economic assessments associated with the assets that they had. I think it's the first time we've seen, you know, a large company actually go and make a transaction in the junior space. And I think what that created was a little bit more of a buzz with regard to the interest associated with the industry. I think it's a sense that these majors are taking advantage of opportunities, that they're setting themselves up. And of course, the junior side of the business has always been based on some speculation. The added speculation of a major now interested in smaller cap stories certainly prevalent at the show. To me, that was one of the most important factors. The overall feel, I think, was quite strong in some ways because of, I guess, an overall feeling that the market has bottomed and that better things are to come, despite the fact that there's still concerns around, you know, what the gold price is going to do. It's already 3.5 years into the down cycle for the juniors, and the worst down cycles tend to be, you know, 4 to 5 years. So overall, I thought the feeling was quite good.
You know, it's interesting, Doc. You and I were chatting on a daily editorial that we did last Wednesday about where gold is going right now. My comment was, you know, maybe it's time to really take advantage of the government-backed conventional market in the United States. And I thought your comment was interesting. You said, well, yeah, but can we really do that in all good conscience? Because we know that this whole thing is going to come to a screeching halt. And again, gold is going to be the place to be. I thought that was an interesting comment on your part.
I always tend to be a contrarian investor. And if there's any time to be a contrarian investor for gold, it's currently. We may even see more downside to it. But the way it is globally right now, and we all are aware of the significant production of money globally and with other factors globally, I am looking strongly for the first time now at some of these juniors. And if you really look at GDXJ, even with the sell-off in gold, it has not gotten hit that hard. And I'm looking at other companies that I feel have been taking much further down than they should have been. And I'm willing to start to take positions because I know the risk is not that great with them based on the liquidity and cash some of them have on hand. So I'm willing to take positions in companies when everybody else is walking away from them, knowing that if I'm patient enough, that I'll be rewarded someday.
You know, Wendell, I have a couple questions for you. And in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say that I am a shareholder in Exeter, and Doc also is a shareholder in Exeter. In light of what you were talking about the new look of Exeter Resources that was kind of brought out at these two gold shows, but I'm looking at your news releases for the latter part of 2014. Came out with a tech report on Caspiche back in June, and about 3 days later, you came back with a press release that discussed the potentially significant water resource that Caspiche has. You guys have, what, $30, $35 million in the bank on top of all of this. This has to be an interesting situation, to say the least. Not investment advice, ladies and gentlemen, but that's just kind of one of the reasons that I'm a shareholder. Want to comment on any of those things, Wendell?
Sure. You did hit a few key points. So just to backtrack a little bit on Exeter, the group that's behind Exeter has had some significant success over the last decade. It's made three large discoveries. One of those particular assets was spun out into another company that was eventually taken over by a major gold company called Yamana Gold. We've been now concentrating on the Caspiche Gold Copper Project in Chile. So it's in a fantastic location. It's one of the largest gold copper deposits in the world. When we originally looked at it from a technical standpoint, we looked at it on a very, very large mining scale, and it required significant capital to put it into production. That general trend for large capex projects is not as in favor today. So what we were able to do was the characteristics of this deposit allow us to go in and actually mine it, to start it on a smaller scale and eventually grow it to a much larger scale. And that's what we outlined in our May preliminary economic assessment. What's been of significant interest to some investors, to some corporate individuals that we've been talking to, it really comes down to this ability to start smaller and then get larger. That's been an important step for us moving forward, and that's something that we're just being able to now talk to the market about. What also is important for us is where we're located in Chile. It's important to have water. It's important for any mining operation. And yes, what we announced earlier this year was that we were able to drill three production-sized water boreholes on one of our water concessions. And before the winter season hit us in Chile, we were able to test one of those holes. That hole returned water flow rates of over, we measure it in 40 liters per second of water. For the starting process of mining the first part of the gold zone at our project, all we need is 44 liters a second of water. So we think we're well on our way to be able to have enough water to cover us for any of the options that we outlined in our preliminary economic assessment. And again, I always like to reiterate, what we now can actually do is for our deposit, you can mine it on a very, very large scale if you choose, but you can also start it small and eventually make it big. And that's of interest in our environment today. When you just look at us from a valuation standpoint and from a risk standpoint, we control, again, one of the largest gold copper deposits in the world, so it gives great exposure to those two metals to investors. But, you know, you mentioned earlier our cash position. Not only do we have this significant deposit that we think is even better than it was when you just looked at it on a large scale, but we will now have water that's important to develop this project. And that cash will allow us to hopefully go through this low period of the cycle that we're in. And again, that should allow investors in Exeter to be able to have the rewards as we come out of this down cycle. So we're very optimistic, and we believe that, you know, even though we are a smaller cap, and I would call speculative gold copper company, there is some lower risk aspects to us than many others that I would call our peers.
Okay, and there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Wendell, thank you very much for your time. Again, this was not investment advice, and remember, Doc and I are both shareholders. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with Bill Howell right now. Bill is the president, co-founder of Rypatch. In the interest of full disclosure, Big Al is a shareholder of Rypatch and has been for quite some time. Bill and I also are on the board of directors of an industrial company that is just a startup company right now. So you need to understand that not only is Bill a friend, but we are also official business associates. Having said that, Bill, we're in kind of a stagnant market right now. Stagnant is the wrong word. These are the precious metals. This is the worst I've seen it in 35 years that I've been involved in it. As an industry veteran, I mean, you've been involved in this industry as long as I have. What are you seeing, and what are you seeing could happen down the road?
Well, thanks, Al, for having me on. And I agree. I mean, it's hard to believe that gold is, you know, today at 1223, and it feels like it's at 253. And this certainly reminds me back in 1999, 2000 kind of time period, when the whole industry just was in a big slump. It looked like there was no way of getting out. But as we all know, we did get out. I think better days are still yet to come. I would tell people to hang in there that all the fundamentals are really unchanged. And we're going to come out of this better than we went in.
Bill, you are right. Gold is still at a number north of $1,200. It has been showing some weakness, but the fact of the matter is that that's still a half-decent amount for an ounce of gold. I know I can't afford just a ton of ounces of gold right now, so it's one thing that we all need to consider that, yes, mining costs have gone up, but there are companies out there that are doing a lot to curtail their expenses and really get their books in order. I know Rypatch has been doing this. Can you explain how not only companies can do that, but the process behind really tightening up the corporate structure to make sure that you utilize pretty much every dollar that comes in the door?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you've seen that in the industry as a whole, right? You know, when gold was up around $1,600 per ounce, we saw a number of the major and mid-tier companies come out with just tremendous write-offs and write-downs on their balance sheets and their costs per ounce, coming way outlandish types of numbers. And, you know, it's a bit of complacency on the part of the industry in that, when gold price rises, we have to have more managers and more vice presidents, and we end up having less people actually doing the work, and somebody's got to pay all those costs, right? So what you've really seen is the industry get a handle on their costs. You can kind of see now where companies are coming in. They're down below $1,000 per ounce is their total all-in cost for an ounce of gold. And I think that's going to get better as people get better handle on what's really driving their costs, what their real business is. Sometimes in the mining business, you forget that you're a miner, right? And I think that these companies have all had kind of, a come-to-Jesus meeting and realize that they need to get those things in line. Similarly, at Rypatch, we're very careful with the money that we have. We look at the royalty income, the non-dilutive cash flow stream that we have coming in. And our goal is to advance the projects in a meaningful way while not really spend and maximizing the cash that's being spent. We feel that on our Cortez projects, obviously, a brand new discovery, it transcends the current gold market, and that if we have a discovery there, our share price is really going to reflect that. And people like a new discovery. A new discovery is wealth creation in the making, and that's why investors are in this sector. We also looked at what is meaningful for the company with regards to where we want to go in the future. And as you've seen over the last few weeks, we've started to beef up our management and also our board of directors with some really quality industry folks. Tony Wood as our VP of Corporate Development, And when I say VP of Corporate Development, I come from the point of view of a major mining company. So VP of Corporate Development in a mining company is someone who's looking at strategic types of avenues to build corporate wealth. It's not kind of the investment relations that you think about when a junior company has a VP of corporate development. This is somebody who we're looking to streamline processes, bring some strategic thinking to where we want to take the company and how we're going to get there, and put those processes in place so that we can get there either through mergers or acquisitions or strategic partnerships, and build value in the company that way. Today, you saw we just added Randy Buffington to our board of directors. Again, another quality individual who's been in the mining industry, has run mines not only in North America but through Africa and South America, has been involved in a number of large development projects, and really brings a tremendous wealth of knowledge of how you progress from an exploration phase project into a mine development project and ultimately to a mine. So we're really looking forward to how we can take the assets that we have, build value, realize the value, and have shareholders realize that value in the share price.
You know, the comment that I want to make here, and this is definitely not investment advice, this is just philosophy, philosophically, the way that Big Al looks at these companies, and I know that Corey does too, because we've had this conversation many, many times, and that is, you want to look at companies that take the actions that either a Wendell Zerb is doing with Exeter, or that a Bill Howell, for example, is doing with Ripatch, in the sense that this is a time to shore up and strengthen. And Bill, I commend you for what you're doing, because that's exactly what you're doing right now in terms of strengthening the board of directors and bringing in a key player, I have to say, to the management team. Bill, we have a minute left here. You made a comment. I want you to elaborate on it briefly. For our new listeners, you do have a revenue stream that is totally non-dependent on your production. Would you elaborate on that for us?
Well, we have a 3.4% net smelter return royalty on the Rochester Silver Mine. It's a mine that's operating. It's in our backyard, basically, abuts our Lincoln Hill project. And from that revenue, of course, we're dependent upon CORE to realize their guidance and their forecasts every year. You know, that royalty would churn out non-dilutive cash flow that we can basically use to advance our Lincoln Hill asset, Gold Ridge asset, and Wilco, as well as look at some of the earlier stage things we have along the Cortez Trend. So we're able to continue to advance these projects, like I said earlier, in a meaningful way, and not have to go to the market or go to shareholders and dilute them to get the cash to, you know, realize those programs.
Okay, there you have it from Bill Howell. Corey and I are going to be right back with Dan Kurz. We're going to get another opinion from a money manager as to what's going on.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I'm going to close up the show with a couple of opinions from folks regarding the current status of the precious metals market. We're going to start out with Dan Kurz, and then we're going to go with Peter Grandage. Starting out first with you, Dan. Right now, sentiment is absolutely terrible. The worst that I've ever seen it, I have to say. I wouldn't speculate on where this particular market is going to go, short-term or even to mid-term. It's tough to speculate. I'm thinking logically it should appreciate, but I don't know. Long-term, I have no concerns in the world. How about you, my friend?
I agree. We mentioned before, it's tough to catch a falling knife. I mean, we have some statistics that point to the first month of reduced prices or consumer prices falling in the month of August, even though we still had a good markup in the PPI. We're getting more and more indications of what, globally speaking, deflation, which tends to push down precious metals unless one thinks about the ultimate response in today's Keynesian world, which is obviously the printing press, which again suggests stagflationary developments are in a pipeline. But before I get too far away from the basic story, I think it's in essence, if prices go lower, many investors in the West that don't consider gold and silver to be money, they sell, right? The lower price is less attractive. You sell into weakness and you buy when something's crossed the 30 or 60 or 90 day moving average. So this kind of reinforces and feeds on itself, and which is obviously the opposite of what you typically see with Asian or Eastern investors that tend to act more rationally here with better ROI considerations. In other words, when the price is lower, your return on investment is going to tend to be better. And I think these metals, given where we're going, are more attractive and good. Is there more downside? Heaven only knows. But we do know, I think, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that we have an extremely tight situation in terms of paper gold being roughly 100 times the physical gold that's on offer. We have the Shanghai physical gold exchange, not paper like COMEX, is going to open at the end of September. It's going to give it more of a profile, what's price of gold in real terms, in physical terms, instead of in paper terms where you have naked shorts running wild. So I think this could turn on a dime, Alan, Corey, and betting where and when and how far it's going to go down is, I think, a fool's errand. If you have a strategic viewpoint and you consider the trajectory we're on, globally speaking, which is patently unsustainable, then I think this is a buying opportunity. But one does need to have a certain ability to stomach additional potential downside moves, which could very quickly morph into, given the tightness in physical gold relative to paper gold claims, it could very rapidly shift. So you're either on board or you miss the ride, strategically speaking. That's, in essence, in a nutshell, what I think one ought to consider.
Dan, right now, the gold market and the gold trade really seems to be the contrarian trade right now. It's so unloved that when you talk to traders and mainstream investors, they say, why would you be interested in gold? It doesn't yield you anything. We're not experiencing massive inflation. Economies are doing better. But the fact of the matter is, that's sometimes the best time to buy gold. And it does take a pretty strong stomach to make these contrarian trades, simply because you'll have more people out there telling you that you're pretty stupid rather than that's the best thing you can do. But when it does turn, it can turn in a hurry, like you said, and you can completely miss the boat. That being said, you also need to be aware and able to see it fall a little bit lower, because definitely lower gold prices could be in our short-term future, but in our long-term future, I think we all agree that gold will go higher. That being said, do you think gold will go higher due to Western investment coming back on the map, or do you think it will go higher because a shift away from the Western narrative of being the all-powerful market happens?
I think it's a combination of things, Corey and Al. I think the primary impetus is going to be that the U.S. economic growth emperor really wears no clothes. I truly think that we've cooked the statistics that's put out by the major government, or that are put out by the major government statistics, to such a degree that it is truly not only a phony GDP growth, a phony unemployment rate, but something that actually requires more QE. In other words, if you have fiat government, you step away from rule of law, and this is happening more and more throughout the world, by the way, ultimately you're trumping and you know, getting in the way of free market success, hiring, investment, productivity. So if this is the business model de jure, and it's increasingly so across the world, and the Europeans are also now going to commit to roughly $1.3 trillion in QE, then to me, that speaks volumes about inflation down the road, however understated the current rate is. So if you insist on pursuing a fiat money trajectory, a non-rule of trajectory, and you are going to need fiat money to sustain even what is a largely phony economic recovery. So what I guess I'm trying to say is I think Europe is now going to apply the same Keynesian nonsense enabled by QE, and they're not really addressing the real issue with lack of demand, the supply impediments, the demographics, and we're going to do the same thing. So when does this government show that, or have to show that, GDP growth has been trumped up? How much longer does it take before real unemployment rates, which are north of 20% if you take the U6 and reintroduce people looking for a job that are out more than a year of unemployment? What happens when you take a look at these things and you find that the Fed has to do a 180? And what do we have now, Corey? We have the dollar gaining in strength thanks to the fact that the world is convinced that America is back on an economic growth trajectory. In other words, Keynesianism and QE works. Well, in reality, it doesn't work. And I think it's not too long before that comes home to roost and pushes through. We saw the first quarter growth. I think that's a preview of coming attractions. So to me, the question is more, how much longer can governments massage the economic truth that people know, whether it's on the inflation, whether it's on the employment side, whether it's the trumped up inventory building that we had to depend upon. And when this becomes no longer capable of being pushed down the road, that's when I think QE will come back in. And if the dollar gains too much strength, that's going to upset the apple cart as well. So I look for, Corey and Al, a return to QE in the United States to accompany what the Europeans are going to do and the Japanese have been. And that is the basis for what? Inflation. It's too much money chasing too few services and goods. If you consider a stagflationary environment that we steered into the 70s, I think we're going to see that in spades, given that we have much weaker productivity and much less rule of law. So to me, this is the perfect storm for a strategic purchaser of gold and silver, and especially silver, because the supply-demand dynamics for that are even more powerful than they are for gold.
You know, we were talking off mic, and you mentioned that you had put your money where your mouth was by buying some more silver rounds. And, you know, I mentioned to you that both Corey and I own silver and gold also. Just wrapping this particular segment up, talking about gold and silver, you know, the difference between the two, I personally like silver better also because I really like the I like the fact that you can buy an ounce of silver for $20 roughly, whereas an ounce of gold is still going to cost you, you know, north of $1,225 right now. I just like those odds a lot better personally. Dan, I appreciate your insight into this. I know that you're a real hard money guy. I know that you're not a real fan of an economy that is based on smoke and mirrors, for lack of better terms.
That's a fact.
Yeah. I would encourage everyone to take a look at our favorite site section. Click on Dan's picture. You can find out more about him. He can be a very valuable person for you. Stick around. We're going to be right back with Peter Grandish to wrap up.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Okay, welcome in. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the show. Corey is out of the studio right now, so Big Al is going to go it alone. Kind of a test. Let's see how the big guy can do without the genius sitting there giving him more self-confidence. I got Peter Granich with me right now. Peter is an old friend. He is an absolute brilliant addition to the show, has been for the last probably 15 years or so. I have as much respect for Peter as I do anybody in the industry that I've been working in for 35 years. Pete, you and I were talking off mic a little bit about the philosophy is the wrong word. The sentiment right now that's going on in the precious metals sector. The sentiment right now is lower than I have ever seen it. And that includes Al Corlin saying, well, maybe now is the time to again look at other areas other than gold, as opposed to looking at other areas in addition to gold. I'm an old war horse. I've been around long enough to know that when sentiment gets to that point, it really is just about time for a change. What are your comments about that, Pete?
Oh, well, you're right, Al. I had mentioned to you, not knowing that you were feeling that way, that I stated to you that with over 30 years in this business, I've never seen or can't recall such complacency in the U.S. stock market, that just from a broad spectrum, that no matter what, even after when the Fed news came out on Wednesday, the complacency that people took, it didn't matter what they said, it was all going to be viewed as good, that it was at such an extreme, while at the same time in the gold market, even people, like you said, Al Corlin, but I'm talking even people that never had any other opinion but bullish for 30 years, have backed away or even turned neutral to negative. And, of course, there's just a wide spectrum of negative forecasts for it. I've never seen the difference between such a high, bullish, can't miss attitude to the U.S. stock market versus a just goal has no place to go but down attitude. Even if you go back to the turn of millennium when the stock market was making a high and goal was breaking under 300, there wasn't as much, there was some doubt in the stock market, and there was still some voices, you know, urging, pleading to own gold. It's just, I've never seen it. I don't have a chart to show that. I don't have a measuring thing as if I can measure water and put it out there and say this. It's just a sense, and you have that after 30 years. And it's what I just know what happens in this. I don't know the date and the time, but I know when you get to this extreme, you're certainly at the end of each of that move because it can't get any worse or it can't get any better in one end versus the other. And when the move turns, it turns radically and it turns for a very long period of time and makes up for a lot of that. So in other words, the gains in the stock market, a lot of them over time are given up. And what we've come back in the gold price, we make up and like I said, I think eventually go to new highs. So that was the discussion you and I had before we set the recording button going.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Pete, is in 2008 and 2009, those were absolutely devastating years. Well, devastating is too strong a word, but they were not happy years financially for Kathy and Al Corlin. 2010 came around, and we set a record in terms of, you know, reportable income to the IRS. So, I mean, that just does nothing more than substantiate what you were saying. You know, Pete, I would have to maintain, and I talk about this a lot, but I personally believe that the Fed is doing such a good job keeping the market at these astronomical levels where they where it really shouldn't be, based on pure financial slash economic fundamentals. They're doing such a good job that I think that people are, number one, the real pros, the J.P. Morgans of the world, are realizing, you know, we're going to make big money here, and they're very effectively doing that, making those large dollars. But having said that, you know, you can't discount the individual investor either, and I would have to say that the individual investor is simply going to that warm and fuzzy spot, and that warm and fuzzy spot is called familiarity. Familiarity right now is the conventional market in the United States. The conventional market has been performing admirably for all the wrong reasons in the United States. And I would have to say that with people going in that particular direction so that they can maintain a certain amount of comfort, I think that's detracting from the gold market right now, Pete.
Well, I agree with that, but I also think that what we also end up eventually saying in this is the conversation if God gives you and I the grace long enough to have, whether it's 1 week from now or 3 years from now, the conversation was, wow, we should have known, Pete, Al, look at the hindsight, these were the signs. Well, what are those signs? Well, the first is at the stock market, even though the so-called stock market is making high, it's very narrow. For instance, going into today, almost 50% of the NASDAQ stocks are at least 20% or lower from their highs. When you look at the sentiment in the gold market, the open interest has shrunk so low in COMEX trading, even at the CRYMEX, that it's almost a throwing in the towel sense, because there's not even people that just want any part of it, long or short. And so we'll say when we look in the future, man, that was the sign. Look at that. And there's a whole bunch of others, including the fact that such a narrow focus both in the economic results, people are making less today than they made for 10 or 15 years ago, all the things that will be rehashed. But you're right. Right now, the Fed has managed to keep the bubble going, and it has had a narrow effect on the very tip of the pyramid of people that are up there and the very well-to-do. And it also, in my opinion, has been the last stone that has kept a revolt to so-called throw the bums out, particularly on Obama, because in every other facet, people, even the most ardent Obama supporters of a few years ago, feel now he's a failed presidency. But the fact that the market has stayed up, it has hidden the fact of really how not well the economy is doing. And I think that's another reason why the Fed has chosen to do what it's done, not only to keep the 1% happy, but to keep the political wheels from completely falling off, because they realize nothing fiscal has come out of Washington in years that benefits the economy and business in general.
You know, the other thing that I think is an important consideration is I read an article yesterday from Stratford, and the article was written by a fellow who's involved with an organization called Doctors Across Borders, and he basically travels around the world for humanitarian efforts. And he said, I have never in my career, in my lifetime, have I ever seen a time to detract more, the events of which are detracting more from people's rational thought processes. And I think there's some truth to that. You know, you look at the situation, these are all major, major situations. You look at the Ukraine, you look at the situation with the Islamic Army, ISIS, you look at the situation that's going on right now, you know, in Saudi Arabia. That's very interesting, to say the least. A lot of people haven't been talking about that. You look at the situation on the southern borders of the United States. I mean, Pete, the human brain can only assimilate and digest so much material, and right now we have more material out there. But I think that maybe people aren't thinking very much about financial security, what have you.
I think the other thing that I see, because in my hat down here, working in the business community, working with businesses both in their planning and their insurance needs, one of the things I hear from across the nation, from clients from all across the nation is, well, I hear it's good over there, so hopefully it's going to reach us. There's still an expectation that somehow it's going to come down to or reach the masses. And, you know, just give you an example, when Wednesday's GDP forecasting came out by the Fed, they ratcheted up their future and the market got excited. But if you go back to 2012 and if you look at what they were forecasting for 2014 when we had QE1 and 2, it's now been cut in half. They've only seen half the growth that they predicted. So the Fed has not been a good predictor of things. If they were, we would have never had all the problems we had. Yet everybody's kind of gone in the boat and is depending on them to continue to manage to steer them through and keep things going. And I think that's where the big problem's going to be. And like I said, the sentiment is interesting. We're getting to the extremes now. See it get any more extreme, just unless you hit it, Corlin has given up on gold. Maybe then we know we've reached the absolute extreme.
Well, I haven't totally given up, I have to say that. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. A little more emphasis on economics and investing this week than in the past. Like your opinion. Is that a direction that you folks like? Hey, listen, have a great rest of the week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.